This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the livestock markets?
Well, Leslie, I can tell you what it done. Explaining exactly why is a little bit harder. We had great upside again today in our cattle complex, led once again by large gains in our feeder cattle. Now, as far as anything new out there, there was nothing new today. Choice box beef at mid-morning down 5 cents, selects down 6 cents, a movement of 97 lows, a small cattle kill of only 103,000 head. We're hearing promising talk that possibly we could see higher cash in the feed yards, but nothing has developed out there as of yet. This market has just kind of took a life of its own with the feeder cattle leading the way, giving us these gains that we have experienced over the last couple of sessions. Today, April cattle, 85 cents higher on the close. June cattle up 67. April feeders up 260. May feeders up 290. April lean hogs down $1.85.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy-to-assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and they're 100% bolt together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller steel buildings and metal roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
Tom, what's bringing strength to the grain market?
I think, Leslie, we saw more technical buying than anything today. A little bit of trying to recover from the losses of yesterday, especially in the corn and the soybeans. Of course, our wheat managed to close on late buying yesterday on the positive side. News-wise, it was quiet. There was little factors out there that might have played into the market a little bit, but there was nothing really major going on out there, as our markets just seem to be buying time for something more market moving to give them either direction higher or lower. But on the close today, the May KC wheat was 4 3/4 higher, July KC up 4 1/4, May Chicago wheat 5 3/4 higher, May corn was up 3 cents, July corn up 2 3/4, May soybeans up 8 1/4, July beans up 7 3/4, and May cotton 54 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.